My name is Anne Burkhout Austin. My story today is about my grandmother, Mary Hortense Keach Rich. She lived in St. Charles, Idaho all of her life, except for a short period of time when she came over the hill, over the mountain, and went to school here at Utah State. She majored in music, and her professors thought she was so competent that they urged her to go to Juilliard, and her area was keyboard, piano, and organ. But she was not able to do that because of poverty, and also because my great-grandfather felt that it was not fitting for a woman to think about career issues. And so she went back to St. Charles. She married my grandfather and raised two girls. She supplemented the family income by giving piano lessons. She would play for the silent movies. You would just see the action, and then you'd usually have a pianist who would play. And so she played for those. She had a big coop of chickens and sold eggs, and I got to help her with her egg business. And she also made butter and sold butter, mainly to the tourists. But she was also a suffragette, and she came by it by way of the LDS Relief Society. And she was the Relief Society president in St. Charles. This was before the 19th Amendment was passed. And so, similar to women in other relief societies, she worked very, very hard for the vote. And as a young girl, I remember her talking just with missionary zeal almost about the sisterhood and how if you could hook in with a sisterhood, anything could be done. How the sisterhood had worked together and they had gotten the vote, and how absolutely glorious that was.